At each end of the vast arena, steel gates slid open and the fighters emerged. There were nearly 50 of them on each side. At one end, the famous gladiators, whose names were known throughout the empire, were decked out in a dazzling array of gold and red and black. Some wore all leather with metal studs running down their sleeves, others capes of silk and velvet. They carried their weapons, each a specialist with his particular brand of death, from sword to battle axes, lance to mace. Each had killed many times. They had risen to the top on a mountain of dead bodies. They sneered and laughed as the prisoners walked out at the far side of the Colosseum. These fools would be short work for them. Even this Roxen would die swiftly under the unstoppable power of the Bolsha, who stood at the front of the gladiators, his face motionless, a visage of steel-hard death. At the other end, Rock emerged first. He was wearing dirty khaki slacks and a leather vest, followed by the slave fighters who had been captured and brought here to die as entertainment for the Red Rulers. They were all strong and tough men. After all, this was purported to be a real contest. If there was no possibility of defeating their experienced gladiator opponents, there would be no entertainment. And that was what the Death Games were all about. Survival of the fittest, the cruelest, the fastest. Some of the gladiators would die today. That was without question. But not many, of that they were sure. The prisoners wore the gray or black loose-fitting pants and shirts the Reds had given them. They weren't supposed to look too heroic. But they had been given real weapons. Weapons that, if they were lucky, would rip into gladiator flesh, cut out a heart, pierce a lung. Most had been given a choice of weaponry in their training, and each had chosen the particular form of murder that they felt might somehow give them an edge. Nets and tridents, broadswords, axes, whatever they had chosen at the start of their 2 weeks of training from a large bin of weapons. Of course, many of the instruments were half-rusted, dulled. They wouldn't be given that much of an edge. But the audience above, growing increasingly excited as the fighters walked toward each other across the wide arena, didn't know that. Couldn't see the dulled blades. From the stands, it looked equal, even fair. Roxen carried the duo blade in his right hand. The nearly 3-foot-long weapon was not as shiny as the gladiator's glittering tools, but Roxen had sharpened it to a keen edge. It appeared dirty, grimy, but it would slice flesh, if it could make contact. Archer stood near his leader, a long rope net in his left hand, the mud-coated trident nearly 8 feet long in his right. He grinned at Rock.
We kill. Yes, my friend. Rock and Archer kill.
The rest of the men were in no mood to fight. They had been farmers, peasants, and immigrants in a former life. They had all looked at a soldier the wrong way, or hesitated when spoken to, or didn't give a colonel their daughter for the night. They were all sentenced to this fate, and none of them were ready to die.
Everybody, we're gonna have to help each other. Don't let them fight you man to man. If we help one another, some of us may live. If you kill your opponent, help one of your fellows.
But it's against rules.
Fuck the rules. Let's say you take out your man with that axe they gave you. You take that axe and you cut the head off the next gladiator you see. We can get through this if we work together.
The gladiators spread out in a wide line, their weapons at the ready. They sneered at the oncoming prisoners. Each picked out his man, pre-chosen by a selection committee of the games. Dubrovnik liked certain weapons to be pitted against others. Sword against spear, whip against trident and net. It made for good combat and picturesque results.
What's it going for?
I think I know.
Hello, Roxen. This day will go down in history as the day the ultimate American died.
Are you really making those your last words?
I would not be so glib, Roxen. Now, die!
Bolsha came for Roxen, a long spear in his upper left arm, a shield in his upper right, and a short sword for piercing in his lower right. As quick as a cat, he leaped forward, thrusting the spear.
hit me. Good. Only two men have ever managed such a feat. Soon, your head will join theirs.
Roxanne had managed to block both of the Bolsha's blades, but he had forgotten about the shield arm. Roxanne came up in a crouch just in time to see the genetic monster coming at him, the spear flying toward his throat. Rock dove forward, straight between the Bolsha's towering legs, hook edge angled upwards.
You cut me. Now your death will be slow.
Within the first 60 seconds, nearly a third of the prisoner fighters were dead, their mutilated bodies lying stacked around the arena dirt like so much firewood. But the rest of the fighters stood their ground, the bravest, the toughest of the lot. Archer faced a man with a bullwhip nearly as large as himself.
Come on, American! Or do you need to be trained? Yeah! Ow! Heal! Dirty American, heal! I could do this all day! Yeah! What? Let go of my whip! No! Get away! Get
me! You may have beaten Javier, but Kado Hada, who owns this? You missed! What about your little trident? Oh! I broke your weapon! Now what, American?
Archer looked around him. Two fewer enemies. His trident was broken, and he had dropped the silly net before the battle had even begun. He picked up the mace in front of him and noticed that the whip was still hanging from his arm. Then he had an idea. He quickly tied the end of the whip to the mace's handle, made sure the knot was secure, and tried out his new weapon.